High weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, 90. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly overnight in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms early, partly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Again, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly overnight in the mid 60s. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, we're officially in the second half of 2020. As we look a little bit now as how we ate our way through the beginning of the year, unlike any other we've seen before. Grubhub is a leading online and mobile food ordering and delivery marketplace, has launched its latest report called State of the Plate, looking at trends across more than 500,000 orders placed every day. Their mid-year report checks in on the popular food trends to date and what quarantine Americans ordered through contact-free delivery, and predicts what to expect in the second half. A chorizo burrito, 270% more popular for breakfast, cheesy breadstick snack, 412% more popular, and a plant-based burger, 291% more popular, or even those fit for quarantine meal kits. Those orders of meal kits rose by some 55%. Some of the top foods so far this year: number one, the spicy chicken sandwich. Number two, the plant-based burger. Number three, the vanilla shake. Coming in at number nine, the potato taco. And with USDA's Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program, or HBIP, deadline just a month away, Renewable Fuel Association reminding retailers and other interested parties that any further delay may threaten their ability to complete the registration and application process by the deadline. The Director of Market Development for RFA, Casey Mullen, said, not unlike similar programs that have come before this, the learning curve with HBIP has definitely had its fair share of challenges, but none of them are insurmountable, and every day finding ourselves learning the nuances of the systems as well as the tricks and tips of how to overcome them. HBIP is a $100 billion retail grant program designed to expand the availability and sale of higher blends of ethanol like E15 and E85, as well as other renewable fuel blends. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the body was found of 3-year-old girl Olivia Jansen on Friday, a Kansas City woman is calling for changes with the Kansas Department of Children and Families and is set for a 3-day protest.
One baby was too much. Two babies due to incompetent negligence is unacceptable on taxpayer dollars. Why wasn't somebody checking in on this family and making sure that they had the resources they needed to provide and protect their children?
That was Lacey Langford on KSN News, the organizer of the protest. She's planning on gathering the groups of people for the protest 3 different evenings this upcoming week. And Kansas's least populated county in the state, Greeley County, has confirmed their first COVID-19 case. KSN News reports that according to the Greeley County Emergency Management Facebook page, the first resident tested positive for the virus on Saturday night. County officials are working to confirm individuals who may have been in close contact with the patient. The county's population is total just over 1,220 individuals. Mid-America Network News.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable...
bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Draft safety guidelines for schools this fall from the Kansas State Department of Education says students, teachers, and staff should wear masks, but the students up to 5th or 6th grade shouldn't be required to wear them unless local officials mandate it. The Kansas City Star and the Wichita Eagle are reporting that draft guidelines about how to reopen schools amid the COVID-19 pandemic were shared with superintendents the end of last week. The guidelines say everyone should wash their hands when arriving at school and every hour afterward. Space should be made in classrooms to allow social distancing, and locker use is discouraged. And authorities said two people were arrested after fleeing from officers in Northeast Kansas and crashing into a cow and a fence. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Moore said 18-year-old Sky Joe Covers-Up of Mayette, Kansas, and 21-year-old Santa K. Norija of Holton, Kansas, were both arrested after the chase on Saturday afternoon. Moore said the cow that they hit with their car suffered two broken legs and was expected to be euthanized. The chase began after Jackson County Sheriff deputies pulled over the Chevrolet Malibu that Covers-Up was driving. He then fled into neighboring Jefferson County before crashing. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Authorities say a 44-year-old man suspected of killing his stepmother was arrested Saturday night after a standoff with the Nebraska State Patrol. The Nebraska State Patrol says 62-year-old Crystal Ash was found dead around 6:30 Saturday evening after a shooting was reported at a home north of Broken Bow in central Nebraska. Trenton Ash, the suspect in the shooting, fled to his home in Broken Bow. He remained inside his home until emerging voluntarily around 9:45 Saturday night. The Nebraska State Patrol said Trenton Ash is being held in the Custer County Jail while the shooting is investigated. Officials say the number of people hospitalized for coronavirus in Nebraska last week fell to its lowest level since mid-April, but state officials say residents still need to exercise caution and keep the virus from spreading. As of last week, the state had seen over 20,600 cases. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Four additional cases of COVID-19 have tested positive in Marshall County in results announced over the weekend, doubling the previous cumulative total of two identified since the first case was confirmed just weeks ago. Both of those have since recovered, with 418 negative tests in Marshall County thus far. The health department will identify and monitor close contacts of positive COVID-19 cases, but are releasing no details as to suspected points of contact, age range, or location where these individuals work or reside. Nemahal County Community Health Services added another positive test Friday, bringing the cumulative total to 30. 27 of those are recovered, with 717 negative tests thus far in Nemahal County. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard from a number of residents regarding the proposed Irish Creek wind farm. Several spoke in favor, but most spoke in opposition. We'll outline those comments in future newscast. The board was asked why they met with James Neal, the attorney for NextEra, in executive session. County Counselor explained these executive sessions are for attorney-client privileged information. Mara Holson has concerns if Marshall County would hire the same engineering firm as Nemahal County, that we would have some same issues.
The county councilor said hopefully Marshall County could learn from Nemaha County's mistakes and assure some of the issues do not happen. Commissioners heard from Herkimer Township Board asking a resolution to put up yield signs at the intersection of 6th and Bison Roads. That was approved with east-west traffic yielding to north-south traffic. Public Works Administrator is waiting on a couple of bridge package bids. The balance in the Special Road and Bridge Fund is $762,000 plus $99,000 for exchange money and $275,000 from the Marshall County Wind Farm. There are three bridges that some of these dollars could be earmarked for. Money in the Special Road and Bridge Fund is also used for annual overlay and seal projects. Commissioners approved requiring masks while inside the courthouse, including offices and common spaces, when a social distance of 6 feet cannot be established. Ellen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth reported that she's received 14 applications that appear to qualify for disaster relief funding and does not feel they will need to extend the application deadline. They've received applications from 6 Marysville businesses, 4 Blue Rapids, 2 Frankfort businesses, and 2 in Waterville. The SPARK committee, which will make recommendations as to distribution of federal disaster funding earmarked for the county, communities, and schools, has made initial contact with cities and schools via email. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. In response to a citizen contact asking consideration of a county unit road system, Commissioners David Wilbrandt and Raleigh Ordine both indicated they would be in favor of such a change. No further action on the matter was taken. Two possible options are combining all township funds for county maintenance or continuing to designate county funds but provide for county maintenance. It was mentioned this may be a matter that commissioners could initiate but should perhaps be brought to the public for a vote. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last week heard an update on federal disaster funding and are working on forming a committee to deal with SPARK program reimbursement that Nemaha County is to receive. Commissioners opened discussion about comprehensive planning, including the option of adding the cost of a comprehensive plan to Nemaha County's budget, while still trying to stay under the tax laid enforced by the state and trying to provide all services currently available in the county. Senior Services Public Transit Director advised at this time they're still only providing Meals on Wheels services and not on-site dining services in Nemaha County. Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting discussed county health insurance plans moving forward with no changes and just over a 6% premium increase. Supervisors voted unanimously to approve a 1% increase for the lid on restricted funds. This doesn't mean the lid would be increased. It just allows for the option to increase as needed. A lengthy discussion on wind farm regulations will be covered in more detail in future newscasts. Eva M. Flower, age 103, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Graveside service was held Monday at the Fairmont Cemetery with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Eva Flower. John W. Fuzz Shell, age 58, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation at the church Monday from noon until 7. Family will greet friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the church with a rosary following. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for John Shell.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Washington County Fair is July 21st through the 25th, with 4-H and open class exhibit entries accepted beginning at 4:30 Tuesday, July 21st. Judging and livestock shows are Wednesday and Thursday. On Friday, July 24th, the fair parade begins at 6. The theme this year, the Roaring Twenties are back. A pedal pull will follow, with dueling pianos entertainment at 8:30. Saturday, Round Robin is at 9, a second parade Saturday at 5. Moto Rodeo prelims before the parade with finals after. Rusty Ryerson and Molly Beaver perform live Saturday at 8. The Washington County Fair, online at WashingtonCountyKSFair.com or find their page on Facebook.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across our area for today, but we have this upper level ridge bringing us warm temperatures. We'll see back into the lower 90s. We do have a low pressure system that'll be moving across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. We have one to the north and another one to the south. This is going to bring chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into Tuesday, continuing into Wednesday before moving out. And it looks like as we head towards the end of the week, we're going to see more chances for some showers and thunderstorms, very isolated. Like I said, warm for today, but it does look like we'll continue to see temperatures in the 80s and into the 90s. So across the area for today, sunny skies around 90. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, lower 70s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms early, partly sunny, upper 80s. And tomorrow night, more storms. That's looking at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July 89, recent record high 103 in 1995. The average low 67, recent record high 55 in 2008. Sunset this evening 8:54, sunrise in the morning at 6:10.
Lawn pros know a few secrets about keeping grass lush and green all summer long. We will share a few bits of wisdom today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com. Or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 13th. It is the 195th day of the year, and actor Patrick Stewart has a birthday. Even well-tended lawns can begin to struggle in midsummer. Are you sabotaging it with your mowing habits? Here are some adjustments that will give your turf a fighting chance during long dry spells. First, raise your mower deck and only trim a little at a time. It helps grass direct energy to growing roots rather than regrowing the blades. Longer blades also shade the soil and discourage weeds. Secondly, mow in the early evening when possible. The grass will be dry and it will have some time to recover before the next hot afternoon. And finally, vary your mowing pattern. Always cutting in the same direction causes grass to lean to one side. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. The fall sports calendar for junior colleges is now TBD, to be decided. On Thursday, the NJCAA Presidential Advisory Council released a statement saying they were recommending a majority of athletic competition be moved to the spring of 2021. One of the biggest questions moving forward is how no fall sports could affect school budgets and finance. Westwood One's Bill Michaels says the Redskins' name is going away today.
USA Today, ESPN, The Washington Post, and Sports Business Journal report owner Dan Snyder and the organization will announce the retirement of the nickname. It's unclear when a new name will be revealed for one of the league's oldest franchises. The team launched what's being called a thorough review of the name July 3rd after several prominent sponsors called for a change.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Some counties in Florida are resisting a statewide order to reopen schools. On NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, Miami-Dade County Public School Superintendent Alberto Carvajal was asked about the probability of school sports programs.
We are now in conversations with the state's athletic commission to make decisions about everyone's sport. Certainly, it's easier to envision tennis being practiced in a safe way than it is wrestling or football. But we are probably progressively be opening sometime in later July some training camps with extreme social distance and opportunity for kids to begin to reengage.
At least 33 states are recording an upward trend in new cases of coronavirus. Only three states are reporting a decline, those being Delaware, Maine, and New Jersey. I'm Rick Averett with your Monday look at sports on the Mid-America Network.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team swept a doubleheader at Clay Center Friday, winning 7-1 and 7-6. Final road game at Riley County Tuesday with a doubleheader at 6-8. Homestand wraps up the season Friday and Saturday. Seneca comes in Friday evening with games at 6 and 8 at Feldhausen Field. Topeka G team is here for games 3 and 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Add year-round interest to your landscape with Oakleaf Hydrangea. This is just one of the hydrangeas that inspired National Garden Bureau to name 2020 the Year of the Hydrangea. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This woodland species is native to southeastern United States and hardy in zones 5 to 9. White flowers appear in late spring or early summer, then turn purplish pink and eventually brown. The deep green oakleaf-shaped leaves turn shades of orange, red, and purple in the fall. And the cinnamon brown bark eventually exfoliates, adding winter interest. Grow Oakleaf Hydrangea in moist, rich, well-drained soil in sun or partial shade. Plants perform best with afternoon shade in warmer regions, and new plantings benefit from winter protection in Zone 5. Flower buds may be killed in cold winters, but the other features make it garden-worthy. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit year-round spray oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. That's summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It is here that the Arkansas, White, and Mississippi rivers meet, and it is here that European and Native American history intertwines for almost 500 years. We uncover their story on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Sometime around the year 1500, Native Americans known as the Oapahs moved into what is today eastern Arkansas. The first Europeans to enter that same area were members of DeSoto's expedition in the 1540s. It wasn't until the French explored the area during the 1680s that a trading post was constructed near the junction of the Arkansas and Mississippi rivers. In 1686, Arkansas Post was established.
The Chickasaw from the east considered Arkansas their hunting grounds, and anybody that encroached on it were the enemy. Well, the Quapaw lived here. So the Chickasaw and the Quapaw were not real good friends. It was only by the grace of the Quapaw that Arkansas Post even survived.
The foundations of Arkansas Post remain today. Ed Wood notes that the Oapah were friendly hosts to the French.
One of the motivations might have been when the French came in, they provided firearms and a lot of European goods that the British had been trading with the Chickasaw.
20 years after the Spanish took command here, there was a skirmish at the end of the Revolutionary War, about 1,000 miles from most of the battles of the War for Independence.
In 1783, John Colbert, who was a British loyalist from Mississippi, was upset with the Spanish for aligning with the Americans. And so he was bound and determined to make the Spanish pay. And so he brought a force of about 100 people, including Chickasaws, over to this side of the river and attacked Arkansas Post.
In 1803, the post was transferred to American control as part of the Louisiana Purchase. It later became the first capital of the state before it moved to Little Rock. Today, Arkansas Post National Memorial stands as a testament to the European and Native American history and dates to over 100 years before the American Revolution. Traveling the countryside near Gillette, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Organic matter is vitally important for promoting healthy soil. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Think about your long-term goals as you decide which organic matter to use as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Organic matter improves soil structure, increases water holding capacity, improves fertility, and reduces problems with soil diseases. There is no replacement for organic matter in improving soil health and providing good growing conditions for fruits and vegetables. The most common ones are manure, leaf litter, cover crops, and compost. But which should you choose? Grant McCarty is a University of Illinois Extension educator in fruit and vegetable production. He says the right organic matter for you will fit with the crops you're growing.
And you may find that organic matters fit in well with some of these and some of them don't. When we think about some of our perennial fruits, berries, for instance, an organic matter for them is going to mostly look like wood chips or wood mulches that are on the soil surface versus maybe an annual vegetable planting where we would then see more of compost, aged manure, cover cropping systems.
Try to use several different types of materials. It's important to provide varied organic matter sources to help develop and maintain a diverse group of soil organisms. McCarty also recommends switching them up every year.
And I would think that this is also fits in well if you think about some of your long-term crop rotations, factoring in sometimes what your organic matter rotation could look like. We're not at a point just yet to be able to say that this organic matter should be followed up with this organic matter, followed up by this organic matter on a yearly basis.
Test your soil periodically to be sure you're not building up an excess of nutrients, which could actually be harmful to plants and end up in the groundwater. Learn more about using soil organic matter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the Washington County Health Fair will not be held, but individual appointments for testing are being accepted throughout the month of July. Phone 325-2600 or find them on Facebook and click the link to schedule online for health testing during July at the Washington County Health Department.
Thank you.
Ever heard the saying, less is more? It's become so common, it's practically a cliche. But it really does apply to so many things in life. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. It's certainly true for my calendar. The fewer social events, the more time I can spend with my family. The less stuff I have in my house, the more space I have for things I really use and treasure. You know, this applies to finances too. You're probably tempted, at least on a daily basis, to spend money on things you don't need. It's just human nature. But the more you spend, the less you have to use for things that really matter, like helping others, preparing for the unexpected, and planning for the future. And those things are directly linked to what God wants you to do with your life. So just try it. Take a less is more approach to spending. You'll start to notice you're becoming more content and confident, and you're living more generously too.
United States pork producers would not let the pandemic hinder them. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Despite pandemic-related supply chain disruptions and packing plant closures, American farmers had record-high hogs and pigs inventories in the latest quarterly report from the USDA. Jason Franken is an ag economist at Western Illinois University.
This growth partly reflects that, contrary to expectations, that the March through May pig crop would be 1.3% smaller than it was in 2019, it actually came in 1.4% greater, with 1.2% more sows farrowed and a record 11.01 pig save per litter, just surpassing 11 pigs per litter for the same period last year.
While it appeared in the last several months that producers were going to dial down hog numbers a bit, Franken says that didn't happen. Domestic demand for pork dipped a bit, but exports were healthy. Maybe not for long, though, according to Franken.
COVID-19 is also expected to negatively impact U.S. pork exports through constraints on processing and lower world economic growth and incomes for the rest of 2020 and into 2021.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 summer harvest update. Harvest updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, U.S. Custom Harvesters, and Midwest Ford Dealers. Let's take a look up in the state of Nebraska at a few different regions and how their wheat harvest is going. We'll look first in south central Nebraska, where producers in that region of the state continue to report hot and dry conditions. Harvest has been going near the southern border, with producers still waiting to get in the field just a bit further north of there. Test weights have come in at about 60 pounds or a little bit higher, with yields being between 30 and 70 bushels per acre with an average of 50 bushels. Harvest continues to move very quickly within that region. Looking now to the southeast corner of the state, they're just beginning to harvest as the humidity in the region has slowed things down, with producers reporting at about 14% moisture for their crop. There have been no reports of test weights of protein yet, though that the little that has been cut is anywhere between 20 to 70 bushels per acre. Harvest is expected to really pick up this
week for sure. Now, as we move forward, we'll look in one more region to southwest Nebraska, as that has remained continually dry and hot over the course of this wheat growing season. This is almost done within the region, as they're about 95% complete. Elevators have seen some low test weights ranging between 54 and 62 pounds. Protein is about 12 to 14%, and the crop is yielding between 30 and 60 bushels, depending on location. Spring wheat harvest has not begun yet, though producers are expecting to begin towards the end of this week. It is unclear what the spring wheat crop will bring this year. That's your latest summer 2020 harvest update. And your latest harvest updates are brought to you by Abilene Machine, Midwest Ford Dealers, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of Mid-America Ag Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford Dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and
complete. Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. After a wet year in 2019, the 2020 growing season got off to a much better start in May and June. Now we're into July, and there are some dry spots in farm country. Ryan Martin says the dry spots are scattered across rural America.
You know, it's been hot and dry out in Iowa for a good chunk of this week. Other parts of the eastern Corn Belt, Indiana, Ohio, it has been dry for a while. There have been some pop-up thunderstorms, but anytime you get these heat-based thunderstorms, your coverage is only going to be about 30-40%. So in those instances, if you got it, great. But you look at it, changing the pattern very much.
Well, but there are some wet spots in farm country. But overall, I think most of rural America is not complaining too much about water.
I wouldn't call them wet. I got reports that a few areas in Indiana, and when I say a few, I'm talking highly isolated areas, got like 6 inches of rain. Sure, if you're in that narrow area that got that, you're probably saying it's a little too wet.
He says the growing season did get off to a good start this year.
May and June, decent. Yeah, that's why the crop got off to a good start, was in the ground on or slightly ahead of schedule in many areas. And that's why we saw a good start to the growing season. Corn got the heat units needed, and it's passing, getting ready for pollination. Now, as July turns off hot and dry, that's not the best timing in the world, but that May, June starts. The growing season was pretty good. July is just changing the old plans a bit.
Well, wrapping up July and into August, Ryan says there are more hot days on the way.
We had concern that July was going to be above normal on temperatures and below normal on precipitation. The precipitation was more in flux. We thought maybe we could pick up enough moisture to not be problematic. But the heat we knew was going to be high. So even though July and August are your two warmest months out of the summer, of course, July was on track to be above normal anyway. So you're going to ask me what August looked like? I don't know at this point. It depends on how entrenched the pattern is.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Plura.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about, yeah, you know what, the impact of COVID-19 on your life and mine and on agriculture after this message. But if you're looking to increase your profit per acre, and really who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains Coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Simply call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. But call now, 989-303-8178, or check out flora.com. That's FLURA.com. Well, as we continue to cover the COVID-19 story, it's affecting sports schedules, but now it's affecting someone a lot of us know in the world of agriculture. I'm talking about the fact that the president of the U.S. Farm Bureau, Zippy Duval, has tested positive for COVID-19, and he had to decline an invitation to attend a dinner at the White House last week on the president's meeting with the president of Mexico. So the president of the American Farm Bureau was quarantined at his farm in Georgia, and according to his spokeslady, Terry Moore, is, quote, feeling strong and in good spirits. Duval traveled only once within Georgia on an official capacity to events in the past 2 weeks. She said, adding that the hosts of the events and others he had come in contact with were being notified. But you got to be careful because it does have the chance of impacting anybody or everybody. It was an interesting trip for me last week, the first flight on an airplane that I've taken since the pandemic started, and it was from Chicago's O'Hare Field to the Sky Harbor Airport at Phoenix, Arizona. I arrived at O'Hare Field at 6 a.m. to make the flight that we were scheduled on, and it was one of the weirdest times I have been in O'Hare Field in Chicago, because I think I could probably count on two hands the number of people I saw walking in the terminal waiting to board their flight. And the flight out, I would say, was probably a third to half full. And we all wore our masks, and we all avoided sitting next to other people if we could. And with the number of people on the airplane, that was pretty much possible. But it's being taken seriously by a lot of people, and it started out as a disease that was dangerous to more mature people, but it's now impacting younger people as well. And it is having an impact on agriculture, particularly as far as market prices are concerned and as far as the events are concerned. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow, what it really means when you have to cancel a county fair, a state fair, the Ohio Farm Science Review, Husker Harvest Days, or the Farm Progress Show. It does have a financial impact on agriculture in more ways than one. So that'll be my subject for tomorrow. But for now, that's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families. The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity. Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy. To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
The brown stomach worm is the most common and economically important parasite in cattle. Know how to identify and control it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Dairy cattle on pasture run the risk of being infected by a brown stomach worm. It's estimated to cost the U.S. cattle industry $2 billion per year due to lost productivity and operating expenses. Unlike other stomach worms, this parasite will penetrate the lining and become dormant, so it can survive when the weather is too hot or too cold. When conditions improve, the larvae can emerge all at once. Stephen Folk is a veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim. He says symptoms of a wormy animal will vary. They include reduced appetite and feed intake, weight loss, loose stools, and rough hair coats. However, there are other issues producers should be aware of.
Because what we're learning now is, even if they're not that severely affected, we do know that their feed efficiencies, their average daily gains, the way they can actually digest food gets impacted. They're not as efficient, so they won't gain as well. There's lost production. They won't make as much milk because they can't process their feeds as well and things like that.
He says 90% of the parasites are out on the pasture, so talk with your veterinarian for advice on when you should be deworming. Prevention and control depend on where you live, the climate, and your grazing management.
The more confined, the more they're having to eat, say, short grass. Remember, I said that 90% of the parasites are out in the pasture. Well, we also know 90% of those on pasture are in the lower 4 inches. So if they're having to graze really close to the ground, that's going to play a role in when you have to do it.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the brown stomach worm at agriculture.com.
We're talking today to our SkyTech pilot, Randy Prowitz. Why would producers use a fungicide such as Trivapro?
It's a great return on their investment. They see an increase in yield, harvestability on their crops.
Does it really make a difference?
It does make a difference.
What do you like about Trivapro?
Trivapro has three modes of action that you get for disease control.
And if a producer is thinking about a fungicide, what should they do?
Give us a call at any of our Farmers Cooperative Agronomy branches.
Hello and good Monday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it's still a mostly mixed day across the ag commodities as we start off this new work week of trading. And passing through the lunch hour, still a big drop off in the grains as July corn now down 5.5 at 335 a bushel. September's down 8 cents, sitting at 329.25. And the wheat complex back into the red all throughout the complex. Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat all down as September KC wheat down a nickel at 447, December down 5.5 at 458.75, and soybeans seeing a double-digit drop in areas. July beans down 7.5 at 884, August down 16.5 at 870.75. Soybean meal down a full 5 at 285.80, and soy oil also down 35 points at 2776. Cotton complex sharply lower as well. December cotton down 82 points at 6349. A look through the livestock actually sees mostly higher numbers. However, the immediate months for live cattle in the red. August live cattle down 27 at 99.72. October down 32 at 104.25, but gains from there on. Feeder cattle in the green, up $1.40 for August at 137.15. September's up 82 cents at 138.15. And lean hogs green all throughout the complex. July hogs up 77 cents at 46.75. August up $1.80 at 51.67. A look at the stock markets now, passing through
through the lunch hour. The Dow Jones of 523 at 26,598. The S&P's of 48 as well at 3,232 and sharply higher for the NASDAQ at 10,799. That's up 181 on the day. Looking through the metals, sharp gains for both gold and silver today as well, though the dollar index is still down 39 points to 96.21. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market update right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Rusty at Ford, the summer savings start now. Rusty at Ford has our hottest lease deals on over 400 new Fords in stock. Get a special selection of new 2020 Escape SEs from just $259 a month. Escapes, just $259 a month. Or new 2020 Explorer XLTs from just $365 a month. Explorers, just $365 a month. Plus, new 2020 F-150 Super Crew STXs from just $399 a month. F-150s, just $399 a month. 36-month lease offers with no security deposit required, plus tax and fees. And beware of other dealers' fine print. Rusty at Ford has honest pricing with just $2,500 due at signing. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade.
Offer solid on select and stock vehicles with a boot drive, 10,500 miles for $2,650 escape per mile thereafter. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expired.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.